Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: if one arranges to feed many Brahmins or relatives during the Shraddha ceremony, there will be discrepancies in the time, place, respectability and ingredients, the person to be worshipped, and the method of offering worship. Purport: Narada Muni has prohibited unnecessarily gorgeous arrangements to feed relatives or Brahmins during the Shraddha ceremony. Those who are materially opulent spend lavishly during the ceremony. Indians spend especially lavishly on three occasions: at the birth of a child, at marriage, and while observing the Shraddha ceremony. But the Shastras prohibit the excessive expenditures involved in inviting many Brahmins and relatives, especially during the Shraddha ceremony. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutleshma Giraya Swamiti Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutleshma Bhakti Vidan Swamiti Namne. Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Visheshuna Vadi Pasha Deshtarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskritam Charam Narottamam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhiryat. Vancha Kalpataru Vishkripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nashta Prayasya Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shloka Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki. Now here, Devrishi Narad is explaining about the Shraddha offerings to the ancestors. Vedic culture is such a nice culture that right in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna pointed out few concerns. He was concerned about the children, he was concerned about the ladies, he was concerned about the elderly people, and he was concerned about the ancestors. You see, in the Vedic culture, like marriage is not simply like in the Western culture, they say, till death do us apart. Rather, the responsibility of marriage ceremony goes even beyond that. The duty of the husband is to take wife back to Godhead. Maharaj will be very well know because he is from India. Still the culture is existing in India. But when we were children, there were no question of divorce. We never heard there is such thing as divorce. Similarly, respecting elderly people, that is right, is taught right from the beginning. Right from the beginning that you should respect your parents, respect elderly people. So even, I was just told by my father-in-law that just few days ago, his grandson called him Baba only. He said, no, don't say Baba, say Babaji, like to Dada. So the respect is taught right from the beginning. That we call it with the G. Everybody like to Chacha, to Taya, to Masi, to every elderly people, not simply uncle. Everything is with G. Even they, we see that they address Mahesh Ji, Sharma Ji, like respect. So this is so nice, this culture is. So this respect, it doesn't just stop at the time of death. The respect goes beyond the death. Because the Shraddha ceremony is how I can do well for my departed souls, my ancestors. Now, there is a difference of giving respect to the ancestors according to Karamkanda section and the Vaishnava line. It is, matter of fact, this Shraddha, it is actually part of Karamkanda. But why do they do Shraddha? Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu done Shraddha at Gaji for his father. Advaita Acharya, he offered the Shraddh ceremony while he was doing it. He actually offered it to Haridas Thakur, the great Vaishnava. So first of all, we have to understand what this Shraddh is. Why do we do it? Now, there are three things in Shraddh ceremony. First thing is, Lord Krishna has explained, Yanti Devrata Devan, Pitran Janti Pitravata, Bhutani Janti Bhute, Janti Mada Janopima. Different types of worship is told by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. People who worship ancestors, they go to ancestors. People who worship demigods, they go to demigods. People who worship ghosts and spirits, they go to the ghost, take birth among ghosts and spirits, or join them. Or people who worship Krishna said to me, they come to me. Now, that departed souls who are worshipping ancestors, they go to ancestors. So there is a Pitralok. So when they go to Pitralok, so of course people who are worshipping, I have seen even in England, I went to a few houses and they have got the whole line of their father and grandfather and so many others, along with, you know, all the demigods. So, you know, and they, it's not a belief, it's not a faith, it's a fact. That does not mean that, you know, they are just concocted somehow, right? I can offer flower or food to these pictures and, you know. But it reaches to the ancestors. Now, particularly if you go to Punjab area, it is very common. North India, Haryana, Punjab, it is all part of no, even Pakistan, it was all part of Punjab. Punjab was quite huge, right from Delhi, it was all over Haryana, and Punjab was starting right from Delhi. Now it's divided into different parts. So ancestor worship is quite prominent in that area. And the worship is like a Jatheris. They call it Jathera Puja. At the time of marriage, like Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that particularly in Punjab and these North India, when they worship these Pitras at the time of weddings or some ceremonies, if they don't invite them, they get upset. So they particularly worship according, like Devi Devatas, they worship mainly in Punjab areas like Durga Devi, Shiva and Lord Ram. Very little about Krishna. And along with them, they worship ancestors during the time of ceremonies. And they're so frightened that if they don't do it, then the ancestors become upset. It's like a respecting elders. If you don't respect elders, sometimes elders chastise you. You know, like father or grandfather, and you don't pay them respect. You know, that sort of system. So the same system lies that if you don't worship them, and they become upset. And particularly, like, I am born in a Rajput Kshatriya family. So, like, there is a caste system, like divisions of, like we see Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. So the different divisions even in Brahmana, it's called Gotra. Like you see, somebody is in Brahman, somebody is called Joshi, somebody is called Sharma, somebody is called Mishra. So these are called Gotras. Within the caste system, there is a Gotra. I mean, for us, it's a division of society, not a caste system. So in a Brahmana, there is Gotras. So similarly, in Rajputs, in Kshatriya, there are different Gotras. So these different Gotras, so when these Gotras, they come, and some of the Gotras ancestors are very, very like, I come from, like, once, I mean, if you're not devotees, once we become devotees, we become Achyuta Gotra. Vasudev Kutumbam, because everything belongs to Lord Vasudev. So when we become a devotee, our Gotra becomes actually Achyuta Gotra. Once we are initiated, we become Achyuta Gotra. We do not belong to the old Gotras. So like, we belong to Gogna Gotra, our ancestors are very, very heavy, very heavy. I mean, like, that's how we have been seeing, worshipping them during the time. So anyway, the whole point is to give respect to ancestors, so they bless you. They bless you, they do not get upset. That is one reason of worshipping ancestors. But then doing Shraddh ceremony. So we can keep these ancestors pleased. That is one. Now second, why do they do offer the Shraddh? That in case when the soul is departed, and if he is in any other form, he may not go into ancestor lok. He may go into somebody, some cat or a dog or a hog or any other species. So how do they get Shraddh then? I offered the Shraddh. Somebody offered a Shraddh according to Karam Kandiya. So one may ask this question, raise this question. Okay, if the ancestors are going to Pitraloka, so they get Shraddh. So what about somebody is a dog and a hog? Their grandfather have become dog or a cat. How will they receive Shraddh? Now, even they get it. It's like we transfer the money. So we transfer some money, say you want to send some money to America, to one of your relative or your friend. Or you want to send some money, your friend is in India or in Pakistan or any other part of the world. So when you give money to the bank over here, you are giving sterlings. But wherever they are, if they are in India, they get rupees. And if they are in America, they get dollars. Or, you know, like in Japan, they get yen. Whatever the country is, they get money according to that. So similarly, when we offer Shraddh in Karam Kandya section, when the people offer Shraddh, so any species of life they are in, they get the benefit of Shraddh. And third reason is, if somebody in a ghostly form, and when you offer the Shraddh, he get released from the ghostly form. Or if he's in an abominable species of life, so they get promoted, so they can get the chance. Now this is the Shraddh ceremony. But now, very importantly, it is said that if somebody does the Shraddh in a Gayaji, then they do not need to do Shraddh ever. Gayaji Shraddh you only do once. If somebody like you see, what is the Makra Sakranti when you get food here? Is that Shraddh time? That's a Shraddh time. You see in that, you know, Shraddh time, lots of people bring lots of atas and the rice and the sugar and the, you know, put it so much over here, it's unbelievable. Devotees can't even eat it. But the reason they do it, so they are not doing lavishly actually. They want to reduce their headache of inviting people to their home and feeding them. Rather forget about it, bringing brahmanas at home, lest we just dump it over here to Hare Krishna temple and let them sort it out. Still, indirectly, they're still getting benefit. They are feeding the Vaishnavas. Now feeding Vaishnavas, when we feed the Vaishnavas, because Vaishnavas are beyond Brahmanas. Brahman is simply up to the platform of Brahmajanati iti Brahmana. Nine qualities are described by Lord Krishna. Shamodhamastavashocham, Shantirajivcham, Jnana Vijnanamasika, Brahmakaram Sabhavyam. Now, devotees are worshipping not Brahm, but they are worshipping Param Brahm. And that is why devotees are beyond even Brahmana qualities. So Param Brahm, Bhagavan Vishnu, when they are worshipping Lord Krishna or Vishnu, it is said if one does a Shraddh at Gayaji, they do not need to do a Shraddh anymore. I don't know if this custom still lies in South India. Does it still lie in South India too? Because this is what we hear in North India, that Gayaji Shraddh, you do not need to do Shraddh after ever. Why? Once you do Shraddh in Gayaji, the ancestors, wherever they are, they may be in a ghostly form, they may be in an abominable other species of life, or they may be even in the Pitruloka. Once you do the Shraddh in Gayaji, they attain the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. What does that mean? Of course, Vishnu after that, they get chance to become a devotee. That's how you promote it. So, when they do Shraddh at Gayaji, then you don't need to do it because Gayaji is a temple of Lord Shiva, the lotus feet of, the Lord Vishnu. So that's how the system is. Now for us devotees, Karam Kandya, they do so many things lavishly, but here Srila Prabhupada specifically mentioned, Narada Muni has prohibited unnecessarily gorgeous arrangement to feed relatives or Brahmins during the Shraddha ceremony. So simply if we feed one, our devotees, our Vaishnavas, then devotees are, how the Shraddha, okay, another one point, how the Shraddha reaches, when the Brahmins get pleased, they bless the departed soul. With the blessing they get delivered. And that's a blessing. When we feed, you please the devotees. When the devotees are pleased, Krishna is pleased. So when we please the Vaishnavas, of course, like it was just my father-in-law was having some problem with the health. Of course, his old age, they developed cancer. And my wife was just telling me yesterday, she said, oh, we should request the devotees that somehow they're, you know, he get the blessings and then, you know, eventually do a little bit worship of Krishna because he was stuck in a Mayavad family. Of course, I can request all of you. So any soul can, if he can kindly pray, so he can become a devotee, even chant a little bit, one mala, two mala. So that's how he get. So the whole thing is the blessing of the devotees. So blessing of devotees, these ancestors, so the whole system of Vedic culture is set such a way that we are depending on the blessings of devotees, blessings of the Brahmanas. Without them, we cannot do it. Even when we see that in the spiritual world, recommendation works. You see here they say that please recommend me for this, recommend even for initiation. Or even you need to get a job, you need to get the recommendation. And where do all these things come from, these recommendations? It's not creation. Nothing is created in the material world. Everything comes from Krishna. Uddhamul Adham Shakham. It's replica. So the roots are up. So Srila Prabhupada explains, it's just a reflection, this material world. Everything exists in the spiritual world. Whatever we see here is there in the spiritual world. So recommendation system even exists in the spiritual world, in the Golok Vrindavan. In the morning, you see the aartis, when we see this everyday aarti, this is called Dincharya. What do we do the aarti for? It's not just simply, okay, seven times a day, we are just doing some show and to attract people. No, it's not that. Lord Krishna sleep, but it's a system. That whole Dincharya of Krishna, we can meditate. This is how the meditation of aarti is. When we come to Rajbhog aarti, the main whole system of Rajbhog aarti is not simply to take prasad. Okay, will be a big feast because Krishna has taken a big feast, so we will get big feast. That's Rajbhog aarti. But rather, the system of that is Yashoda Maiya wakes Krishna up in the 4 o'clock morning and offers some pedas, some sandesh, wake him up, wake up Krishna, wake up, it's early morning, look, yeah, Krishna wake up. And when Krishna wake up in the morning, she feed him this sandesh, this is Mangalati, and dresses up, and Krishna is gorgeously dressed, and then takes his cows and the calves, and when they're going, they take cows and the calves, and then they, first of all, the very first planning is actually in Brindakund. So the gopis and the gopas, the intimate, they meet in the this Vrindakund. And then they decide, all right, where are we going to go today? Okay, we're going to go that part of Vrindavan. So they plan the whole day. And when they plan, so this is then they say, okay, you this gopi will serve this, this gopa will do this service, you will do this service. So all this recommendation is coming up. Manjuris and the gopis, and that's how it goes. So the whole system, then Krishna goes and then he plays with them. In the afternoon, they all take their tiffins out and have a picnic. Okay, you have brought this, you have brought this, and they all have a picnic. This is Rajbhog. And after Krishna having a Rajbhog, and what does he do? All right, enough. Let's go to sleep. And they take a rest. Wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's break some fruit from the trees and have a 4 o'clock offering, fruit offering. Comes home, Jodhar mother Yashoda is feeding at 7 o'clock. Of course, timing doesn't exist in the spiritual world. But then this is how the whole system and Shayan Aarti, these are the whole, this is whole. The whole system works with the mercy of devotees, with the mercy of Vaishnavas. So more the devotees are between us, more the Vaishnavas are between us and Krishna. more the Krishna becomes closer to us. So rather than having this austerity for this Shraddha and all these things, simply if we become a devotee and offer the prasadam, mahaprasadam to these departed souls, they will get not liberation, they get attain the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the goal of our life. The ultimate goal of our life is not even the lotus feet of Krishna, but rather the topmost is love of Krishna. And that all depend on so simple austerity. Austerity is not much. Yogis, tapasvis, karamkandiyas, they do so much austerities. So much austerities. For us, there is no austerity. What is austerity? These four principles is not austerity. It's just, you know, this is a basic. This is simply ABC. Not even, it's a very ABC. But real austerity comes is when we control our senses. Kam, krodha, lova, moha, ahankara, matsarata. This is austerity. And austerity, everybody is following it. The ordinary business people, they follow austerity. The whole Krishna consciousness is simply our chetana, our consciousness. How we convert this? Everybody is doing austerity. They are waking up early in the morning. They go to work. They work so hard. And for us, austerity is simply take prasadam, chant our rounds, and, you know, chant and dance every day, morning, evening, every aarti. You attend morning aarti, attend evening aarti. Sit with devotees, talk about Krishna. This is austerity, reading about Krishna. This is austerity. This is not austerity. This is beautiful. This is bliss. But we have to go into it. The bliss can be only we feel this bliss. It's all depend on us. Have we perceive it? So the way if our mind is absorbed with so many other things, so many other dirty things, because you see the whole, why the mind is absorbed, you see, I mean, how the consciousness changed, chetana, this changes 1 second. You can practice, you just go to the superstore, you see everybody in the Tesco, Sainsbury, everybody is busy buying these things. You see the consciousness, our consciousness changes, isn't it? We go to hospital, you see everywhere there is patient and there is only one talk about in the hospitals. You go to hospital, there is only one talk. Disease, disease and disease. And the doctors and disease, doctors and... So consciousness is immediately a different consciousness. You go to the airport, everybody is running. Or particularly if you go to Delhi railway station or something, or Mumbai railway station, you see everybody is rushing to catch that thing. So consciousness is different. So the whole world, and you go to like in a Soho Square or something, people are just going for sense gratification, some intoxication, some sex. The concentration in their consciousness is different. So the whole system of the world is consciousness. So this is why Srila Prabhupada gave this society the name not God consciousness. They suggested it, International Society of God Consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, people can have so many concepts of gods. But we are not God conscious. We are Krishna consciousness. So our consciousness is Krishna conscious. So this Krishna consciousness, when we bring that, so not only do we deliver ourselves, automatically ancestors will be delivered. Don't have to worry about it. Automatically they will be delivered. You see the story of Dhruva Maharaj. He said, what about my mother? He said, don't worry about your mother. Your mother is already going. So Krishna gave chances to their parents. One person becomes a devotee. I don't know, 21 generation or something? Anybody knows? How many generation? Somebody knows? 11 or 21? Is that 11 or 21, Maharaj? 7. Some different, they say. At one point I read somewhere, they said even up to the 100 generations for some devotee. But some devotees who are like, devotee like Prabhupada, or Ramanujacharya or Nimbarkacharya, they deliver not only 1 or 7 generations, they are driven that generation or all of us. Can you imagine what sort of devotees Sri Prabhupada or these great personalities have been? So we are very fortunate to have come in contact with Krishna consciousness. It is not just an accident. It is not, we have to see that these specific words Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has used, we are taking as a granted. We're just taking so granted, all right, maybe I've done something. Okay, chanting Hare Krishna is okay, because we haven't developed the taste. But Krishna himself has said very clearly, I often use this verse in my classes, is he specifically used this one verse in Bhagavad Gita. He told Sarva Goyatam so many places, he said, this is a secret of secrets, Arjun. At one place he used Munushnam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhate Yatatam Api Siddhyanam Kashinva Beti Tatvata. Out of millions one become jnani, thousands and thousands. Then out of thousands jnanis, one become a pure devotee who knows me actually in totality, who knows me, who fully surrendered to me. So rare. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed again this thing. Brahmanite kona bhagyavan jeev. He did not say that in India who's most fortunate soul, or the planet earth who's most fortunate. Specifically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used the word brahmanite kona. The whole Brahmand. Can you imagine this whole universe? Very, very rare soul who is in contact with Krishna consciousness. Shri Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Man ji ki jai. So this is very fortunate to get this connect with Krishna consciousness. And the struggle, somebody may say, I can ask this question if you like, I can stop, but one thing I like to mention, one thing is, sometimes we say the struggle, we are doing struggle, or well, you know, I'm struggling in Krishna consciousness, I'm struggling in the temple, or I'm struggling chanting my rounds. See, but this is very, compared to the devotees, can you imagine what sort of struggle these Brajavasis felt? Who has to suffer like Devaki? For 7 children are killed in front of her eyes. They were put into prison. Is it ever struggle more than Devaki? Do you think our struggle is more than the Pandavas? Pandavas, they were, the whole kingdom was taken away from them. They were the emperor of the entire world, the whole globe. If somebody has got some properties of 1, 2, 20, 30, 40 properties, or he is a rich man, maybe 1 billion or 2 billion or 3 billion, and if he loses money, I know some of the people, I know some of very rich people, and who have lost completely. They are penniless these days. I've seen that in my life. So, not one or two. And now, we may see, this is very small problem. But look at the Pandavas. They lost everything. They suffered for 13 years in the forest. So much humiliation, so much suffering, so much tolerance. So, can you imagine compared to them, what are our problems? Sometimes devotees say, well, I have a problem with the management. I have a problem with this devotee, with that. This is nothing compared to that. More we advance, the more the problems will be there. Because it's like a step. You know, like you're climbing a mountain. Sometimes if you go to some pilgrimage, it's like if you go to particularly Kedarnath or Jamnotri, you know, there are so many steps. So each step you're taking, you need more strength. Each step you're taking, you need more courage. Each strength, you need more tolerance, because you are exhausting, isn't it? You're climbing. But the goal is that you're getting the goal. People go for darshan. That is a goal. That is a bliss. Or in a school. We've studied in a school. We go to school. The first is given small exam. Test is very small. But then as you gradually go up and up and up, to the university level, to the PhD. So you do more and more. You have the test become tougher and tougher and tougher, isn't it? But the bliss in Krishna consciousness is that when we feel Krishna, the whole thing is feeling about Krishna. You remember, I don't know if I told here or not, one devotee, Srila Prabhupada, was asking, why are you believing that I have told you Krishna is God? I may be lying. How do you know Krishna is God? So some devotees were giving different answers. So some devotee was saying, Srila Prabhupada, you are coming in a bona fide line. You have very nicely, elaborately, you have explained Krishna in your books. But Prabhupada was not accepting. He said somebody was giving this answer, somebody will give this answer. But one devotee who was only 6 months old, so he said to Srila Prabhupada, why is God? How do you know Krishna is God? I may be wrong. I may have told you wrong in my books. How do you know Krishna is God? So one devotee who was very new devotee, he was little afraid. Maybe he's not saying right things. He lifted his arm and said, Prabhupada, I know Krishna is God because when I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, I feel Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is what it is. So the whole Krishna consciousness is feeling Krishna. So whatever we chanting, when we chant, when we study, so Srila Prabhupada told another thing. He said, all these books I have done, simply for you to do one thing. He said, I have written all these books simply to convince all of you to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the whole thing is, these books are meant to chant Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna is to chant to feel the love of Krishna. So the whole process is, so whatever little bit all these things is, discomforts of life is going to be there. As long as body is, we may get old, we may get disease, we may have this or that. But the main thing is, if with the mercy of devotees, in the association of devotees, it cannot be performed alone. It cannot be performed separately. If we got separate tendency, okay, I will do separate than other groups of devotees, then the tendency will be that we are separating. But tendency should be together. We read together, we chant together, we dance together, and we feast together. And then we feel Krishna together. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.